Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today we are meditating on the fifth deadly sin, greed. Greed is the disordered love of money and the stuff you can get with money. And what is the antidote? Very clearly, the best practice you can do to overcome greed is to give alms. It's to donate money to something for the love of God and neighbor. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Most people don't think they're greedy. Most people would say they don't have a disordered love of money or the stuff they can get with their money. But actually, if push came to shove, they'd probably admit that they are often preoccupied with money or physical stuff. And what you're preoccupied with actually shows what you love, what you care about. Because being preoccupied means you spend a lot of time thinking about that thing. And our culture is super preoccupied with money. We think of money as the measure of success. Money is how most people think of their whole education, because they think of education as preparation for finding a job that pays a lot of money. And we're preoccupied with car payments, mortgage payments, medical payments, home renovation payments. And we want to make sure we'll have enough money for our kids' school, our kids' weddings, our own retirements. And then we come to a point where we definitely worry we will outlive our money and to whom and how we will give our money to after we're dead. The point is, we often act like money is the most important thing in our lives. Maybe that's why Christ explicitly reminded us that we can't serve both God and money. So, what can we do to show that we do actually value God more than money? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Our most fundamental problems never stem from not having enough money. And the truth is, most of us actually don't need more money. We need more of God. So God has given us an opportunity to show that we don't need more money. Everybody thinks they do, however, Everyone talks like they do. They say, we're barely making it here. We're just hand to mouth, right on the edge. But really, that's not true. Almost nobody who says that is actually malnourished or homeless. The people in this culture who constantly complain about money have four walls and a roof over their heads. They have the internet, probably a cell phone, and they're more likely to be overweight than starving. So, we don't need more money. And we show that we aren't slaves to our money, that we don't base our hope on money, that the desire for money doesn't dominate us when we voluntarily give some of our money away. When we give alms, we make it clear that money is not our salvation or our security or the way we measure our personal value. Christ says, you have to choose which is more important to you, me or money. And the only way you can really make that choice in practice is by almsgiving. And the more generous you are with almsgiving, the more clearly you make the right choice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Almsgiving is where you choose between Christ and money, and where you choose rightly. You choose Christ over money when you give your money to him. And how do we give our money to Christ? Well, there are two groups he identified himself with. He identified himself with the church. In fact, he said to St. Paul, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he identified himself with the poor. He said, whenever you did it to the least of my brothers, you did it to me. So give to the church and to those organizations that work for the mission of the church, and give to the poor, and to those organizations who really serve the poor, whether those poor in body or poor in mind. Free yourself from the yoke, the anxiety of money, so that you can be at peace with God and joyful in the good things He has given to all of us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. We miss the whole point about almsgiving when we think the primary reason to give money is to bring about some good in the church or the world or for poor people. That is not the primary reason we give our money. We give our money because it represents us, and we want to give ourselves to Jesus. And as I said, Jesus has identified himself with the church and the poor. So when we give to them, we give to him. Now, some people don't want to give to the church or to the poor because they say they'll just waste the money or use it for bad purposes. In the book of Leviticus, when the people brought sacrificial offerings to the priest either burned the sacrifice or ate them themselves. So this shows us that the first reason we make a sacrifice of our money and give to the church and the poor is not to maximize our investment with the best return. We give it to the poor and the church because Jesus identifies himself with both. And as I said, when we give to them, we give to him. And if we refuse to give to them, we refuse to give to him. And according to Scripture, we should be giving 10%. And a good formula is 4% to your parish, 1% to the diocese, and 5% to other organizations that take care of the mission of the church, and the poor. The question is, are we giving 10%? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on? What caught your attention during this meditation?
You know, I think the thing that kind of stuck with me was I really wanted to clarify for people. We're not saying poor people don't exist, but it is really important that we don't lean towards always making ourselves the exception. And I was thinking a lot about...
Well, what do you mean by exception?
Being like, no, but I am tight on money.
Oh, I see.
There are times where that is true, but I think it's really beautiful. There's different cultures around how we talk about money and how open we are, but me and my friends have always been wildly open. Like, these are people that if you ask them their salary, they will just tell you. So I'm always sort of in an open dialogue and seeing how different couples talk about and approach money. But I've noticed that with people who do truly have a tight budget, they kind of know how to put money in its place. Of I don't need that. We can live correctly on this budget. Yeah. And they're very respectful with their time, with their money. They're not cowardly with their giving. They're usually fully tithed. But when I hear of truly horrific stories of hitting rock bottom really fast, it's like I remember a story of a couple in college that quite literally the moment they had money together, they spent every last penny of it, went into debt to just buy a ton of pot. I kid you not. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my, that's terrible.
You wouldn't, again, people always say not addictive, not all consuming, but
Wow.
you just get into this cycle of it. And the point being that it's usually when we want more money, it's we want more spending money, more free money, more fun money, more things that we don't actually need. Whereas the stress of just the bills is a little less common. And usually, if you can put that fun money in its place, you're at least in a better position with those serious bills. But I say all of that just because I fear a listener hearing it and going, I'm really struggling in this place.
No, it's an excellent point. It's very well taken.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I am one of those people that struggles with greed intensely because I'm always like, I just want clothes. That is the big thing and I hear this from a lot of people this year, of people who really want to cut down on consumerism in a
Yeah,
sense.
that it really is. It's consumerism. That's absolutely right.
But what struck you about this meditation? Because that's more of a caveat to the meditation.
No, I don't think it's a caveat. I think you're bringing up very good points about we are addicted to consumerism, that especially in America, we have great means to almost anything we want instantaneously, which makes it very easy to hit the quick button on Amazon
Yeah,
Prime.
this is something that's good to talk about because I do think truly this is almost everyone's problem right now in some different format, that we're kind of convinced that you always need to be in a state of buying, and that's how media is structured right now, where everything is you need something new, you need to eat something new, you need to do something new, you need a new hobby, you need to pay for all of it. And we're in a constant state of buying.
It's interesting you said you need, and what I was reflecting on during the meditation was I need to give my money to Jesus. I need to give my money to Jesus.
That's it. You've hit the core of it is what do you actually need? And this is all distracting you from what you really need.
And it's almost, I'm going to say this in an extreme way.
Okay.
It almost doesn't matter where I give it to or who I give it to.
As long as I'm giving it.
I just need to give to Jesus in the form of that person.
We've talked about it in a different meditation with the idea that we get even really stingy with how we give because even then we want to have control over the outcome.
Right. And it's okay, we need to be good stewards. We should be good stewards of our own money. We should help the people we give to be good stewards. But in the end, let's boil it down to the essential. I have a greater need to give my money to Jesus than the poor have to receive my money. I'm in a greater, more dire situation of needing to give for my own soul. That outweighs their need to receive. So then the only question is, am I giving away 10% or not? And I think that's where the first accounting is. Am I giving away 10%? And then find someone good to give it to.
Yeah, there's really never a good excuse of I don't know where to get my money. There's so much.
Well, in the Old Testament, God was really clear. It has to be the first fruits, not the leftovers.
Yes. Yeah.
So the first thing you build in is we're going to give away 10%. And then if you have any leftovers, spend that on yourself. But don't spend your leftovers on God. Give God the first, give the leftovers to yourself.
Well, I've got to go reassess my funds.
Me too. Me too. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, the rosary, and good conversation. Conversation should flow from the rosary. Share this with others.